Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 49. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing the usual tech news and whatever we want, you know, as it has become such a...
We're doing our thing.
Whatever it is. So, if you're listening live, you know it's a little later than 8 tonight, but it's not terribly late. But... normally we start around 8 on Thursday evenings. Otherwise, if you are not listening live, you can listen to us on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com. But if you have the chance, you should always try to join us live and enjoy in not only the chat room during the podcast, but also
maybe some whiteboard.
The before and after, of course, because sometimes the best stuff doesn't get recorded often enough. In the after show or the pre-show.
So I've heard.
You know, sometimes things get a little crazy. I don't know. I've never been there, but yeah.
Episode 49.
Yeah. It is April 25th today. Is it 26th?
26th.
26th. Yesterday was 25th.
Scary. Because it means we're only...
So we have like...
3 weeks,
3 weeks out until our live show at Cafe Zia in Roseville. Which is in May 19th, so if you're around, or you can be around...
4 p.m.
4 p.m. It's a Saturday, May 19th. You can feel free to come join us there and hang out in person instead of just watching us via...
Interwebs.
A crappy feed with ads.
No, it's actually pretty good.
A decent feed with ads.
Yeah, with ads, so...
Unless you want to pay for us not to have ads... Feel free.
Remember. Do you remember how much it was?
It's like $400 a month or something ridiculous.
Yeah. That's how they get you, huh?
Yeah. Something really crazy, I think. But, yeah. It's the end of April already. Seems pretty insane, right?
I was just talking about that yesterday with somebody else. And it's like, I have no idea where April went. I feel like it's, yeah. Farther and farther I get out of high school, the quicker and quicker time's going.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Needs to slow down.
Maybe you could
maybe
work
I need to,
with relativity.
That's what I was going to say.
Just, you know, slow it down for yourself. Figure out the time sequences and whatever. Yeah.
We'll get there.
Eventually, right? I mean, if they can go mine asteroids. We'll get to that later, too. So, probably the biggest news. Are you ready for the news?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you ready for? The biggest news of the week is probably Google Drive. Which is Google Drive. It's kind of been rumored for a while. We've actually talked about it for a while. I think we've talked about it probably the last couple episodes, knowing that it was supposedly coming. What day did it come out? Tuesday? Tuesday,
yeah.
5 gigs free. It's just kind of essentially taking over Google Docs for everyone. But they're very Dropbox-like. It's essentially the same thing as Dropbox. You can make a folder on your computer, your Google Drive folder, and it'll just upload everything to the cloud.
To the cloud.
And you can keep your information there.
Yeah, it's... I mean, Google's been doing a good thing with integrating all of their individual programs that they run to being kind of housed under one area. So, like, when you're logged into your Google account, you know, at the top, you know, you have your Google Plus, searching, images, and all that stuff. And, yeah, it's like Gmail, your documents, your calendar and stuff. So, they're hitting it the right way, that's for sure. With getting everything under one roof.
Well, I think they have a long ways to go before getting there, too, though. I mean, like with you, if you have Android and Google Plus, like, all your pictures are automatically uploaded to Google Plus, right?
Correct.
But how cool would it be if they automatically updated to a folder on your Google Drive? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and the way they integrate, like, documents right now into Gmail... Like, you can just add any of your docs as an attachment in an email with Gmail, right? like it would be cool to be able to do that with your pictures or anything on your drive then, which, I mean, essentially the docs will be, but other things besides just the Google Docs, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I think they'll probably work on all these things and it'll all come eventually, but right now I still think they have quite a few. I mean, they're slowly bringing it all together. They're moving in the right direction, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got so many different pieces that it's not like they can just go, there we go.
It seems crazy to me that it took so long. Like, it's not anything by any means revolutionary what they put out.
For them to do their drive, the cloud.
Like, it's exactly like Dropbox, really. I mean, they have more stuff integrated with it, but.
Maybe they were just waiting. I mean, it's not like. Like, Dropbox has one thing to focus on.
Right.
You know? So.
And I don't know. But the fact that it's been rumored for so long.
Right. And it's not like Google. I mean, Google's never. I don't want to say never, but it's rare now that they're, like, kind of the leaders, I guess, with certain things. Like, what, you know. I mean, I guess I can't say that it's everything because their calendar is pretty awesome. And it's one of the best ones out there. But. Like, I mean, the only other thing I have is Google Plus. Google Plus and Google Music, you know, came out after.
Well, Android.
True.
I mean, even looking at, like, there's stuff that came out of the ongoing Google versus Oracle case. They had pictures of the original prototype Google phone, and it looked more like a BlackBerry in 2000 with physical buttons. I mean, what happened around 2007 that could have changed their mind on that approach?
LSD.
Right, LSD. So they decided, hey, let's have an all touchscreen. I mean, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that they are. I mean, there's things that they are the forefront on, but I think they keep those, I don't know, less, more to the ground than, I don't know. It seems like with it having been rumored for so long, obviously they were working on it, and obviously they have tons of servers everywhere. Tons of storage space.
They have, yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing for anyone to build, I think, is the storage space to house all the clouds and the servers.
To the cloud.
But I think that's, so like, that's not something that should have held them back, but maybe it did. Maybe they just didn't care enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll ask them.
Yeah. Just give them a call.
Yep.
After the trial, because they're all pretty busy right now, going to court every day and whatnot. Nah.
No, they got time for us.
With the upgrade of your 5 gig of free Google Drive, they also upgraded the amount of space in your Gmail. It was 7.5 gigs before, now it's 10. And you can buy pretty much as much space as you need. I think, what is the max?
Up
it's like
to
14 terabytes or something ridiculous.
Was it 14 or 6? I mean, it was a metric F-ton.
Something you think, how could you ever use
16.
That?
16 terabytes for like 50 a year bucks a month? For... No, 16 terabytes? Yeah. That's $4,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. But
well, it is, but it's not. Space. I mean, yeah, 16 terabytes is... I can't even fathom how much stuff that is. But then you have to think, like, you don't have to have any services like Carbonite or anything like that because all of your stuff is backed up with them.
But do you feel safe with that?
Yeah. With Google?
You never know. Things could happen. Or what if it's even on your end? I mean, you lose internet connection.
Right, but I wouldn't... Yeah, you could say that for Dropbox.
No, I mean,
I'm not saying anything.
But I mean, that's just a ton of space. Like,
right. You could say that about websites. Host. Look at all the websites that went down when Amazon was having problems.
Right. No, I agree.
You know,
it's just like it's hard to.
Well, and it wasn't
fully trust.
Well, like, was it? It was last week that Gmail had
the outage for like 12 hours or
was
not
it that,
even. Not even.
I thought
that
it was
long.
Like 2 or 3. I think you're making stuff up.
I didn't even see a difference. It wasn't affected everybody.
No. Yeah, it wasn't everybody.
Yeah, but
it's crazy. I don't know. Yeah, if you want 20, I mean, they give you 5 free, but if you want 20 gigs of space, it's $5 a year. If you want 80 gigs of space, $20 a year, 200 gigs, $50 a year. So it's like, I mean, their prices are very competitive, you know, for 200 gigs of.
They undercut Dropbox with all the prices.
Really?
Yep. So it's funny because Dropbox got updated earlier this week before Google Drive. SkyDrive, the Microsoft version, got updated. With them, you get 7 gigs free. Look out. There was one other one. Was it Box.net that launched a new API system and, you know, for developers and stuff this week? I mean, they all know that they have to. There was a comparison on The Verge. There was like 15 different services. Some of them I hadn't even heard of. Like LogMeIn has their own, you know, cloud storage. And there's a lot of stuff. Like, but Google has, it's available for a download for Windows and for Mac and for Android phones. They have an app out already. Have you looked at that? Do you know if it's a version requirement?
I have not.
But... And they say the iOS is coming very soon. And I've seen it said that it's at like 98%. And they showed someone had screenshots of it working, but it's hard to tell what that was at anyway. But I don't know. Unless you're using, you know, Linux, because then the only option for that right now is Dropbox. So, I don't know. Google Drive, it's cool. Nothing, like I said, though, nothing revolutionary by any means. So we'll see how well they integrate it. That, and they do have an API, so supposedly they're working with developers already to start integrating it into other services to use it, you know.
Yeah, if they can get it integrated with, I mean, you could say that about any similar service, you know, right. But nobody has been really that, like, it's all been kind of their own individual thing. You know, it's like Dropbox is Dropbox. You start up their app, and is it integrated with like anything else
right
now?
Dropbox?
Yeah.
There's a ton of things that are integrated with Dropbox because it's been out the longest, I think. And there's a few that are now that work with iCloud, but not a lot. But obviously that's more iOS-based anyway. And then Microsoft stuff is all with SkyDrive because that's theirs. Like I said, they upgraded this week as well in response, I guess, or in pre-sponse.
No, it'd be response.
Well, they did some of them. They did it before it launched, though, because they knew it was coming. Oh.
But
preemptively.
Anyways.
Response to the fact that it was coming. Is that what you're going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Where are our grammar Nazis in the chat room right now? I mean, you know.
I know.
It's pre-sponse that, you know. Seems right. I don't know. Do you plan to start using your drive then?
Yeah. And I looked and it's actually not available to my normal email. It was available to my, I was signed in with my other email looking at.
Which one?
Soldier. The one that I don't use at all, basically. Okay. Which sucks.
That's funny.
I know.
I don't know how they decide who get, like
it's
like
the
we
same thing
about.
With Google Plus though.
Right. Like when I had games and you didn't have games. Well,
or when Lydia got an invite to Google Plus, but
no, she got it from it was Google Music.
That's what it was.
Before
this is ridiculous.
Yeah. But there's something else. It'd be nice if they could also integrate it somehow with the Play Store, like with them selling music and movies. I mean, obviously music is, but like if you put stuff in that file instead of having to upload it or. Made a file like that for your music if you wanted to keep it on your hard drive, you know, and then you could play it from the cloud, stream it. That and if they start selling movies, which I, or do they already sell movies, right? Or do they just stream them? You don't know.
Mm-mm.
Google lover. Google file? I don't know what you call
it. I'm not a big movie person, so I've never paid attention, I guess.
Makes sense. Anyway, Google Drive. I haven't tried to download it. I've seen a lot of people, but it was launch day that they were downloading it and saying it was stuttering, but of course it was launch day, and so...
Everyone... Like, yeah, every tech person out there is trying to go, oh, I can't wait to put up a review.
And if you had already previously bought more space for your Gmail and or Picasa, I think you could buy more space for, was the other one. That is also making your Google Drive bigger now. So you can take that as well. The other thing that came up is a lot of people that don't trust Google with their data.
I read lots of comments about getting
crazy about, like, what do the terms of service say? Do they own anything you put in it? That type of stuff, of course. But, I mean, if you're worried about Google, I think you're worried about everyone, because any big corporation, Facebook, Apple, like, Amazon, any of those four, I mean, I don't think any one of them is better than the other.
No.
Even though many of you may think I love Apple and Randy loves Google, but I think we can agree that you really can't trust any of them when it comes to your personal information that you're allowing access to.
Well, it
any more than the others. I mean,
you can, I mean, in the end, people can decide what kind of personal information they want to give. I don't know if there's, like, Gmail doesn't have my phone number. You can tie a phone to it.
Right.
They don't have my phone number. They probably do with the Google Voice.
Right.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Do
you ever put your number on Facebook? Like, have you ever tied your Facebook to it?
No, because I don't want people. It's like, I don't want people to know. Like, if they want my phone number, ask me.
They can have it. Mine, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't.
I don't answer my phone ever anyway. There's so many ways to get a hold of me. Like, really, what are you gonna do? Right. What is calling gonna get you?
That's true.
That's like the last thing I'll respond to. Really. Not the last. It's the same. I bet.
Yeah.
You think you see calls as more important, right?
Right.
Like, oh, if someone has my number, then that's... Like,
well, it depends on who's calling me. My parents are finally starting to get into the texting world, so it's like they're catching on. Because, I mean, a lot of times it's easier for me. I mean, I don't ignore their calls when they call me, but it's also easier to respond to a text. Like my mom's tried calling me at work, and it's like, I'm not going to answer this because I'm at work. Send me a text message. Then my boss can't tell if I'm slacking or not, and I'm just like, boop, 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 boop,
right.
Send.
But, yeah.
Who did we have in... Never mind.
What?
Off topic. No, okay. Nothing.
But, yeah. So, just in general, though, I mean, there's been concerns from people, especially with Google, though, because they have all of their terms of service tied together. You could tell them, I don't care. But they have all their terms of service tied together. So I think that's the thing that when they... But it's just easier for them to... Or maybe they can make better ads for you based on what you write in your Google Docs. I don't know. But I don't think it would go that far. So.
I don't know.
But anyway. Yeah, so that's Google Drive. It's, like I said, nothing revolutionary, but... It's funny because everyone's going to have to respond. Dropbox is going to have to do something to...
I already know people who are getting rid of their Dropbox for Google Drive when it's really? Available to them. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because like right away I checked Google Drive. It was there. Like,
God, that's gay.
But...
We said we're to open with one account. Not that it really helps me because I don't use that email.
Right.
Oh, well.
And I saw some criticisms that they didn't have an iOS app. Granted, they don't want them to have the edge, but there's such a large audience there that it does make sense to have. I mean, if they're already that far, why wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. You say that now. Let's talk about Instagram.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they should have too.
Or even Apple's cloud service. Like, why didn't they open it up to anybody else?
Well, theirs is different, though.
They're... Because they could have.
They can make a... Well, because theirs is...
Yeah. It's off topic, and I really don't even care.
Yeah. It's all about ringtones. So, you want to talk about an Android phone then?
That's funny.
I know. You want to talk about an Android phone then?
Let's do it. Which ones?
The Galaxy Nexus.
Oh. The Nexus.
Well, we're on Google News.
Right. Well, there's a couple... Anyways... Google has decided, well, Google with their last phone decided to stop selling hardware themselves. They had developer editions of the, was it all the way back to the,
it was the first one, the
G1? Yep. Wow.
That's why everyone thought it was so crazy that they started selling this one.
So they had sold the G1, and it was called, like, the Developer's Edition, and it was just a raw... It was, like, how Google developed Android. And they... It was rumored that they were never going to do it again, and I don't know if it's because they lost money on the deal or what, but they...
I think it's because... Well, I would say part of it is because they got into such a war with Verizon in the end about the Google Wallet thing.
So they came out on...
It was also Tuesday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember it. I read about it Monday night.
It might have been late Monday night, right?
Yeah. Same thing, basically. And they... Yeah, they put up in there on Google Play. In the Play Store. You can buy the Nexus for $400. Unlocked ice cream sandwich.
GSM model.
Yes. And there's rumor that it's they're doing this to see how it does for when the Nexus tablet comes out.
That makes sense. Or to prime up them as a seller of hardware to get the idea out there.
Yep.
That's funny, I didn't read that.
Yeah. So, I think it's an interesting... I think it's a good move, and... I
don't know why they stopped doing it to begin with.
Right. Well, it's like, even if... I mean, I can't imagine they're making any money, or hardly any money, off of it, but even if they did it, like...
That's not the point of Android to begin with, right? It's to sell ads.
Right. But it's like, even if they, like, say, like, a made-to-order, you know, like, if anybody wanted to order a Google phone with raw Android on it, like, I think, like, I don't know why they wouldn't just do that all the time. Because,
right.
I mean, there's some people that would much rather have, you know, like, instead of HTC having their Sense overlay or Motorola having their Blur overlay, stuff
like
that. Well,
the phone is still made by Samsung, right?
Right, but it's... But there's nothing... It's just ice cream sandwich the way Google...
Because it's a Nexus phone.
Yes.
It's, yeah, because they got into a problem with Verizon, which was part of the reason I think it was delayed so long. Because, like, Verizon, they still don't have the full Google Wallet capability on it because Verizon backs ISIS, which we've talked about before. And Sprint, which just launched their version, does have full Google Wallet, but I think... Yeah, I think it only makes sense. Unless there's something in the contract that they originally had with Verizon that didn't allow them
to sell it
personally until, like, it's been 6 months.
Six, yep.
And so I wonder if it's that 6 month mark that not only allowed the Sprint version to come out, but also allowed Google to sell it themselves.
Oops.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, and then on, is it?
It was Monday morning, I think, because that's what you're talking about, what you have highlighted.
Yeah, that they...
It was Sunday night, Monday morning.
May 3rd, they are, that Samsung is...
Having an event.
Having an event.
Is it in England?
Or is it what is, shoot, I don't remember what the website was now.
Is it just Next Galaxy?
That might be next. Yeah.
But anyway, they're having an event to launch their next device. Well, it says the next. It doesn't necessarily even have to be a device, although everyone's pretty sure it's the Galaxy S3. But also I've seen rumors that it's not only that, but they're also launching their own cloud. And that's why it's the next Galaxy.
Interesting.
So it'll be a Samsung cloud as well. So, like, that's part of the whole next Galaxy thing. Maybe they're beyond the clouds. They're in the galaxy. I don't know. You know, take it how you will.
They're even farther out.
Right. But that's, of course, rumored. But it would only make sense to put all their devices somewhere. And why not get into it if everyone else is doing it, right? At this point, there's a lot of... cloud options. And I mean, personally, I use like 4, so I have extra redundancy. I mean, everyone's handing it out for free, I might as well use it, right? But did you figure out that website yet or what?
No, I can't find it.
But
there's a
website. You could probably just search Samsung Next Galaxy. Doesn't that come up?
That's literally what I typed.
But there was a countdown. And
what is your Apple search better than mine? My PC?
Yeah, it's so much better. Because it knows, because we have such a connection, see, that it knows what I'm searching for.
It makes sense.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know they had a really in-depth video that they had put up for it too.
Well, it wasn't in-depth. It was like
a commercial.
30 seconds.
It is thenextgalaxy.com.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. But so there's a countdown. Is there still? Or is it just the... There was a countdown to when they were going to put up a promo.
Yeah, the promo is up. Teaser number two.
A Galaxy Unpacked. That's what the event is. It is in London. That's what I thought. On May 3rd.
So May 3rd in London. I think they're 8 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, approximately. So that...
Does it say what time?
It does not. Yeah, just May 3rd in London. You could sign up for updates if you want. But yeah, so it's a minute and 3 seconds long. So it's longer than 30 seconds. I was a liar. Makes sense though, right?
Liar.
Oopsie.
I was assuming everybody knew that. Right. So anyway, so do you want to talk about the commercial, Randy? Is that what you're getting at, I think?
Yeah, it was the first. I haven't seen the second one, I guess. So I'm excited to watch that one when we're done podcasting. But the first one was like mentioning like how to stand out in the crowd and don't be like everybody else. And it goes to this clip of like a sheep barn, and there's a bunch of.
It was just a field with a herd of sheep in it. I think
it was inside.
Was it inside? Yeah. A herd of sheep.
It was just a big herd of sheep, and they're like, "Bah!" It's like, yeah, stand out from the crowd. And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
It's funny to me is that, like, the only phones that I think really stand out anymore is actually the Windows phone. Like, it's like your base is like your black standard slab at this point.
No, but it's like...
They're starting to become, again,
but
more.
That's not what they're saying.
No, I know
it's
what
like,
they're saying.
Like, when you go... Like, tonight
they're
when
like,
I left...
They're like, get a stylus. Like, that's what they're saying.
Like, tonight when I left work, I was... Like, I always pay attention to, like, when people have their cell phones out in the elevators and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there were three people that had their phones out, and they were all iPhones. And it's just like... God, I should... I wish I could be a lemming, because it would make what I'm trying to do right now much easier, which is picking my next cell phone. You know, and it's like, I don't want an iPhone. It's not... Doesn't interest me at all. Unless I could run ice cream sandwich on it. Then I think that would be pretty sweet.
It would be cool to see.
But...
They're capacitive buttons, so it doesn't even have to have the same hardware anymore. You don't have to have physical buttons.
Right.
But yeah. So Samsung's amping up, obviously, for this event. They're supposedly going to launch the S3 at, which now they've seen some teaser ads that, or was it something that leaked that it said Galaxy S3 on it? So the name's all been but confirmed, basically, at this point.
And it's rumored that it will only, or not only. No. What?
Go.
Which carriers is it going to be on?
Oh, I don't know.
It's rumored that it's only going to be on two carriers. There's two versions that it was leaked. There was, I want to say it's like 9110 and then 9110-T. And when the Samsung Galaxy S2 came out, the -T was T-Mobile's version. And it's rumored that Verizon and AT&T will not be seeing it.
So
that it'll be Sprint and T-Mobile.
That'll be crazy.
And if it's, and they said, like I was reading an article today, like if you're on T-Mobile and you're looking to a new phone, the 1S just came out, or fairly recently, and they said it would be worthwhile waiting until another week for May 3rd to see where it comes out.
Although I did hear that the 1S is currently the best Android phone that T-Mobile has.
Right, but if right. the S3 no. comes out, I mean, there's... No,
right. In what, May 3rd is, you know, a week away now?
Less than a week.
So...
Wait, is it less than a week?
It's almost exactly a week.
Almost.
Is it next
Thursday? It'd be next Thursday. Next Thursday.
So we'll talk about it. Yeah. They did actually announce the processor that would be in it already, the next Galaxy. They announced it. They couldn't wait, apparently. It's a quad-core 1.8. It's like their own chip.
Yep. It's going to be a screamer.
1.8 or 1.7.
How great? 1.8, I believe.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
it's
better.
It's getting to the point, right? It's getting to the point where it's like
it's faster than
what you would ever need. Like
it's faster than my parents' computer. It's faster than my brother's computer.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's crazy. But so we'll find out about that next week, and we'll have plenty to talk about then. Yeah. So last week when we talked, getting away from mobile, I guess. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Any other phones before we move on?
No.
So.
Go Google.
Last week when we talked, Randy was excited because the Ivy Bridge processors were just around the corner at that point, but they're now.
They have been
in a
review.
Announced. I don't know.
Yeah, they're not
already
released.
Old news.
Yeah, they're not released yet to manufacturers. There's some like out in the wild apparently, but like you can't go on Newegg and buy them yet.
Right. Like, but they're showing up in computers now with them.
Oh, I haven't seen any.
But I don't know if they're for sale yet, but they're like they're showing that they're coming. Like you can pre-order some.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like HP had some. Like there's like five different carriers that had them up.
Yeah, the only reason why I've been so excited about this, and it's like, and even Intel has said it's not a huge upgrade.
It's
from,
more of a power savings, is what I've heard.
It's well, the biggest thing is the graphics processor on the chip,
right.
And and it has some power savings. I think they said it was the graphics processing was 33% better than the Sandy Bridge. So I don't know, but I've been waiting for this because I've been itching to get the new which they talked about today or yesterday, the new ZenBook.
It was technically today.
The ZenBook Prime,
right?
Is Asus's next set of ultrabooks, so that should be cool. 13 inch and a 10 inch screen, 1080p resolution, or 1900 by 1200.
Are you gonna
resolution.
Wait for it?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was too long to wait.
No, I know it's only a couple months, but what else am I gonna get? But pay full price for a regular one now and go, damn, I should have waited.
Yeah, then I'll laugh at you.
No, I need the high resolution.
I want it all.
I need high def.
Anyway,
so
Ivy Bridge is showing up, and woo-hoo. You can get it soon. They're manufacturing them now. So, Adobe announced that its Creative Suite 6 is it for sale? The regular, do you know? The regular version. I know their cloud thing is they've announced it will be $50 a month to have access to like their cloud version of it, which is their suite of apps. I'm going to sneeze here in a second. But I've seen a lot of things comparing whether or not it's worth getting the cloud version or the regular version and paying for it. Because it's like, what, is it like $1,000 for the upwards of?
Yeah, like, I think it's like 12.
It's ridiculous.
For the package. It is.
It's like it's so crazy that they could charge that much for it. Like, I mean, they could do what they want, obviously.
No, it's not crazy in the end because it's like, look at CAD software, and it's all because of how in-depth the actual suite is, you know.
No,
it's like, fine, don't pay $1,200. Go use Windows Paint. Good luck.
Yeah. There's other ways to get it.
Why do you look at my computer?
I was just looking at your picture.
That is a...
That's a...
That's a what?
It's a skull with headphones. With the headphones on, and he may or may not have a patch over one eye.
I was just looking. So...
Don't judge me.
So anyway, yeah. Valve is supposedly working on coming to Linux relatively soon. So if you're a gamer and you use Valve, perhaps you're excited about that. Or you probably don't care because you don't use Linux. That's, you don't care about games probably because nothing's made for you.
No, it's just...
What?
It would have been cool if they would have done this when Valve games were humongous.
You don't think they're humongous?
No. I mean, Counter-Strike is still a big game. Like Counter-Strike and CS, Source, and like those. They're still bigger. But everything, I mean, if you ask any, what are you going to say?
Portal? Is that a Valve game? Portal 2?
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't play Portal on my computer, I guess.
You don't think so? Mm-mm. A lot of people do.
I think that's crazy. It's
crazy you play first person shooters on your computer.
Now that's just silly. Anyway, that's a whole, we could have a show just about first person shooters. But if you ask anybody, like if they play first person shooters, the two titles you're going to get is Call of Duty or Battlefield.
Right.
There's no, you know, so
I understand.
It'd be more,
maybe Valve's working on something big. Maybe they're making a Valve box.
No, Steam, I know, box, they're so it's a Steam box.
That's what it's called, right? Yeah. Anyway. So, I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
That's it and that's all.
WWDC was announced on Wednesday morning. And it's
what if they don't know what that stands for?
World, the Apple hosts the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Not Prestige Worldwide,
I'm afraid. Wide. I'm trying to look at the exact dates because I didn't write that down.
Is it in June?
It is, I believe, in June. I
feel like it's in June.
June 11th through the 15th.
Can we go there?
No, it's sold out in 2 hours.
Can we go there?
You can't scalp tickets either.
Can we go there and just hang out outside?
Yeah, there's actually a thing there. They're setting up like across the street, like this developers
conference. The suckers, like, that didn't get in conference. Get in.
Right.
Oh, what was that?
My phone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're not sorry. No.
Got you good.
Kicked it on the ground. I'll show you. Damn iPhone. That's what he said as he kicked my phone on the ground.
Can we rewind the tapes?
He covered it up. He put his hand in front of the mic. You couldn't hear it.
That's what I did.
Yeah, see?
Good one. Look at his
cycle. But anyway, so they sent out the email late. Was that Tuesday too? Or was it Wednesday? They sent it out late the night before. They went on sale the next morning. Like, no one knew when it was. So, like, if you overslept, you
got screwed.
They sold out in 2 hours. Last year, they sold out in 12 hours. The year before that, it took over a week.
How much are they?
$14.99 or $13.99, like they're like $1,400. So
what do you get out of the deal, other than just getting in?
I don't know, honestly. I'm sure they give away stuff, like, and well, I know, like, with the other conferences, maybe they don't. I don't know. You get early access to things, but it's a lot of develop. Like, all we ever see from it really is the keynote. Like, that's always the biggest thing for
that's
us.
All we care.
But like, there's a lot of, it goes on for a week. There's a lot of like. It's like, it's almost like classes that happen throughout the week at the, whatever the place is, the Marconi Center or whatever it's called. So I don't know exactly what you get, but it's sold out right away. And like, they're trying to really cut down on like people buying tickets and selling them for more. So like, you have to be,
you got
to
go.
I said, there was a right away afterwards. There was someone that said they would legally change their name to your name if you would sell them your ticket. Like,
that's intense.
Right. Like, they're like, I'll serve jury duty whenever it comes up for you. Like, all this stuff. I was like, that's crazy. That was on awesome. Craigslist. But yeah. So that sold out right away. So we didn't get your tickets. Oh, well. But hopefully you don't get sick and have to miss it, because you can't give your ticket to anyone. It has to be you. That's how they get you. So anyway, do you want to, do you know anything about asteroid mining?
Yeah, Google's, just kidding, it's not Google. You're like, Randy, it's not Google. I know.
You think I would have said anything if you wouldn't have stopped yourself?
Yeah, you would have.
That's true.
Because you did it when I was saying it was crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm blanking on his name now.
Larry Page?
Larry Page. He, him and...
Eric Schmidt.
Is it just them two?
Yeah, I didn't and then see Sergey's a couple... name in it. And, of course, James Cameron.
And then, yeah.
Some other millionaires.
There's
billionaires.
A good chunk of... And, of course, James Cameron would be involved, just because he's all about going exploring. To the extreme.
Right. Go to the bottom of the ocean.
Anyways, they are helping fund a project to look at mining minerals from asteroids.
Is it funny that... I keep going. I'm interrupting.
What? Is it funny that...
It's rare earth minerals.
But they're not earth.
But it's minerals. On an asteroid, right? Because that's just what we call it, because we live on earth and we're arrogant, right?
Right, that's what we do.
But it's funny to me.
Fair enough. So they said on like most asteroids, like we've studied them before, not us, but people have.
Well,
and
bit.
Some of them like they have really rare metals on them, like different forms of platinum. And they said in one asteroid, there's more in one asteroid. There's the possibility to have more platinum. And I forget what the other like four or five different metals that they're looking for, platinum. But more than what we've ever mined in our lifetime.
It's funny though, because they don't really know how they're gonna mine it yet. I don't think they, I mean, they have some ideas, but
they're gonna
send people up there and see what happens.
No, they're not sending people up there,
they're gonna send robots up there. That makes sense, because how would a person breathe?
So, and how are they going to stay warm?
So is the point, I think, is what I heard, is that, like, so they're going to try to bring the asteroids into orbit?
Into the moon's orbit.
Oh, see, that's clever.
Yeah.
Although I still think that could be a problem.
Right.
As
it seems as a large, scary as
a large,
shit.
Large, let's bring this large object closer to the Earth as it passes, so we can keep it here for a while and break it up.
That, yeah, to me, that's scary. The fact that, I mean, it's one thing, that I mean, it's in the moon's orbit, so whatever, but... At the same time, not really whatever.
Right. Because,
like, the moon already gets pretty large in the sky.
So you bring an asteroid around that. Not so it's not like it's on the moon.
Right.
But it's, you know, within arm's length or something.
Yeah. So it's like, stop there. So, I don't know. It's crazy. I've seen a couple drawings of, like, what they are looking at doing. And we're going to... One of the things was hilarious because it was like just literally like this big sort of picture, like a minnow bucket. Like, you know how it's got like the, you know, so there's bucket and then it has a bunch of holes on the bottom. So when you stick it in the lake, the fresh lake water comes up.
Right.
So it's basically something like that.
Like a giant cheese grater?
Basically. And then like it just catches it and then they tow it to wherever they need it to go and then... Throw it into the moon's orbit, I guess, and just go, hey, hang out here for a little bit. We're going to go get some more asteroids.
It's funny that the country will let NASA fall apart, but, you know, but this is privately engineered.
Right.
And there's money in it. That's why they're
doing it. Well, I mean, NASA was such a large expense just because of how large scale it was. And it's still too bad to see.
They'll regret it.
I think
if I had the choice, I would fund NASA.
I would as well, but I think what they need is they need more clear direction, I guess. Because I feel like they're like, oh, we're NASA, nobody's going to do anything to us, and we're just spending billions of dollars of public taxpayers' money, and they're not really doing anything.
People are like, why can't we just get roads instead?
Roads?
You know, to drive.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, we probably don't need to mine asteroids then either. We always need to mine asteroids. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if it happens or how long it takes to happen. Do you think it'll happen in our lifetime? Do you think they'll be up there and, you know?
Oh, I think they said they're hoping for it to happen in 15 years.
Yeah, it seems like forever from now.
That's a long ways, but...
It's like half your lifespan already.
Thanks, asshole. Asteroid.
Half your life.
Need to find a link for chat because some people don't read the news, apparently.
It is everywhere, even on regular news. Regular people news.
Regular people news. That's a good one.
So, yeah. 15 years is still a long ways out, but...
It is, but for a private company, private set of investors, just literally starting off, not bad. 15, it would take longer for them to create NASA from scratch.
Fair enough.
So.
Fair enough.
That's what I know.
It seems very Armageddon-y. Awesome.
We're not bringing a nuke up there.
Unless it was about to crash into Earth.
There's none that are supposed to crash into Earth.
But if something goes wrong when they're collecting them to put them in the moon's orbit.
I know, that seems... Doesn't that just
That seems like a bad idea. I don't see how that doesn't have bad idea written all over it.
I don't... And they...
When the asteroid's screaming into the Earth's atmosphere, it's going to say bad idea across the front of it.
I forget how big they said the asteroid was. There's...
It's like the size of Texas or something, or bigger than that.
1,650 feet wide, so half a mile, roughly. 3,000, what's a mile? 3,000.
No, a mile's only, no, a mile's 5,200.
5,200 feet?
Yeah. 5,280? Are you Googling it right now?
Good job.
What was it?
5,280.
Nice.
So, a quarter of a mile, basically.
So, that's not far.
For one giant rock coming up here?
Yeah, I mean, by the time... they're already, obviously, like, taking a jackhammer up there, right? So it's going to crack in half. So then it's only an eighth of a mile, right? And then as it enters the atmosphere, it's probably going to hit a couple, you know, satellites on the way in.
Oh, so...
And it'll crack in half again. Then we're at a 16th of a mile.
Oh, so we're only... It's like a win-win.
90% of that will burn up, and we'll get a rock the size of your table landing on someone's house.
Maybe they could plan it to land on... North Korea's nukes that they're building.
See? That'd be fine. They don't work anyway. They tried to shoot one.
I know. Did you hear about their...
I saw something. I didn't read it.
They've been flexing their power, their muscles again, and they just had a humongous parade showing off all of their missile warfare. And it was... It was confirmed that all of the missiles that they were driving down the street, which were supposed to be their working missiles and stuff, they could see them, like, they were built out of sheet metal, basically, and they could see them, like, flexing.
In the wind?
In the wind. Awesome. On it. And it's like...
I saw the article. I didn't read
it's
it.
It's like, really?
There's some things that, like, I'm just, like, beyond at this point.
Oh, it's funny. I don't know. I read everything. What?
Nothing.
Gizmodo keeps me up to date with everything.
I know.
Anyways.
Is there anything else you want to talk about asteroid mining before? When we're on show, like... 15. Whatever. And
15,
we're talking about...
15 years. 15
episodes.
520. Another...
So,
20,
so like 800.
250.
We'll throw out 800.
800. Episode 800. That's
they'll
scary.
Be like, well, we're on the we're the asteroid's approaching the Earth now. This is our last episode. I said 15 years ago this was a bad idea.
You heard it here first.
We'll leave you with that.
Yeah, right. So. If it actually came down to that, we'd be so wasted.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I would be like, sober reading it.
I would be so excited if I was...
We would be on the roof having an asteroid welcoming party. with a big like, painted bullseye, right?
Yeah. Like on The Simpsons.
Right. Simpsons did it. We can't win again.
Damn. Anyways.
Moving on.
Do we really have to talk about Apple numbers?
I think, yeah. It's only fair. It only happens once a quarter.
I feel like we just talked about this like 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 months ago, last quarter.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'll go through them fast.
Come on, rub it in. Let's talk about how stingy they are.
Stingy. What they do with their money is their own business, Randy. I can just tell you how much they have. I can't control what they're doing with it. So there's some quarter. We're getting our numbers section. I got four companies to go over again. Like last week, I think we did like four, too. It's just that time of the year. It's the end of the quarter again. Wednesday, Apple had their numbers. $39.2 billion in revenue, which is decent, right?
Weak.
$11.6 billion in profit, which is pretty decent. They said their margins are like 47%, which is it's pretty good for a hardware company. They sold 35.1 million iPhones, which is pretty crazy. Like I said, all the numbers are just barely below last quarter's monster earnings.
You say just below, like, but when it's like $5 billion.
Like 2 million below in iPhones, like those 37 million, I think.
Oh. iPhones are going to crash. You just wait.
11.8 million iPads sold, which was apparently a disappointment. I'm going to sneeze. That's why I'm
freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, it's too bad I don't know crap about. I can whip right through this for you. Oh, iPads. 11.8 million in the last quarter.
Which was apparently a disappointment.
Yeah.
Because the analysts predicted 12 million.
Oh, shit. 200,000 below their prediction. Yeah, are you kidding me? Tell them to go cry.
4 million Macs and 7.7 million iPods, which I can't believe they're still selling that many iPods. That seems crazy to me.
It doesn't seem crazy to me.
Yeah?
No, because I think, like, I was reading an article about health and wellness, and, like, more and more people, like you look at fast food sales and stuff, like, fast food sales are going down because people are becoming more health conscious, which is equating to people being more and more active. But you can't, like, I wouldn't want my phone sitting in my pocket, I guess, while I'm working out. Like, you can buy a Shuffle or a Nano,
yeah,
you know, with zero weight basically sitting in your pocket. So, I don't know. Yeah. I think it'll be a long time. I think someday iPods will go away, but it's going to be a very long time before they go away.
Like when the asteroid's about to hit the Earth.
Probably.
Right. So, yeah. Of course, good numbers for Apple, and they're still... Oh, I didn't even put it on here, actually, that you bring that up. I will say it was a sad day today. I think they did it today. Nintendo had their earnings call and had an operating loss for the first time in 30 years.
Wow.
So...
That makes sense, though.
But with the 3DS, the reason is the 3DS is bombing. Well, it's not bombing, but it's not popular. They have very low margins on it, and because the yen is strong, apparently that is hurting them drastically because they sell a lot in America.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because everything's coming from America, and the dollar's not worth that much.
And I saw an interesting graph over the last, it was basically 10 years, but showing like Apple's iOS, and I think Android might have been included, but just like mobile gaming on phones, and then... Like, it showed, like, it started with the Game Boy, and then, like, you know, there was nothing for mobile. And slowly, they became even in, like, 2006, or 2008, and then 2008, they became
and
even.
And also, like, it makes sense just in the fact that, like, the Wii right now, you can go buy a Wii for
They need a new console. I mean, how long has it been out?
Right, and it's, what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, and they lived, like, who doesn't, like... Not saying that everybody has a Wii.
I don't have one.
But, I mean, they were sold out forever. Like, everyone, yep. And I couldn't believe people were still buying them in such large quantities for the longest time. I mean, even, like, bars, and for a while, you know, like, you could go play Wii bowling at a bar, like, which was weird. Stuff like that.
That is weird.
You know? But, yeah. I saw a lot of weird things being said about Nintendo. That I saw one thing being said that they should do what they do best and make games and go the Sega route and get out of the hardware game and just make software.
I don't want to see that happen.
Neither do I. They're the guy that I can't think of his name off the top of my head. The guy that the Mario and Zelda and Metroid creator. He's very against that as well. He's like Steve Jobs. He's a firm believer in you got to control the whole process. The hardware and the software have to go together type of thing.
Yep.
But yeah, but it's sad to see Nintendo. But yeah, like you said, I mean, like, they need a new console. And with the 3DS was the last thing they put out floundering that. And as I said, the strong yen, which seems crazy to me. But yeah. Moving on from Nintendo, Sprint also had a loss of $863 million, which doesn't surprise anyone, I don't think, because...
Who's that?
Sprint.
Good one, Randy.
You don't know who Sprint is? Is that what you're saying?
Just kidding.
Is that your joke? You don't know Sprint? They sold 1.5 million iPhones, and they said, though, in their earnings call that they will keep unlimited data for the next iPhone, regardless of it being LTE or not. So that's really the only thing they got going for them, is that they offer limited data, even though it seems to be slow.
Yep.
But they're doing what they're doing.
It's true.
Amazon had their earnings call today, I believe. And the ComScore was released today saying that the Kindle Fire is representing 50... Oh, actually, they said Amazon, so I wonder if that includes... No, because they don't run it. So the Kindle Fire is 53% of the Android tablet market.
That makes sense, though.
It does.
I mean,
I can't believe they don't have more of it, actually.
Yeah, I would have expected around 60-65 probably, but I don't know. Like I've heard more people, I guess.
But
like,
I think they count Nooks as Android tablets though, because they run a forked version too. Not necessarily Nook. Well, no, the Nook Touch does too. You can. But the color tab and stuff. But yeah, they had 13.8 billion in sales, which is a lot of sales.
That's insane.
But they only made 130 million. Their margins are super thin. A large part of that is...
That doesn't surprise me with how much that they've been pushing. Like, right. Different services right now. You know, right. It's that whole, you got to spend money to make money.
Right. I mean, and they're still profitable. So I guess that can be said as a good thing. But, and part of it is the Fire, too. I mean, they're possibly losing money, if not just breaking even on every Fire they sell. And so I'm sure that's a huge part of it. It's funny because their sales are up 35%, but their income is down 34%. So they've sold, you know, a third more than they did last quarter, but they made a third less money.
Right.
So their margins have become even worse, essentially. But again, with the Kindle Fire, I think that's a huge part of it.
Yep. I would agree.
And then Zynga, whose revenue was $329 million, lost $85 million somehow in the process. And I don't know that that includes
good riddance.
How much did they buy? 180 million, was that what they bought? For
PopCap? OMG Pop, yeah.
I don't know that that was included yet, because I don't know if that's actually official or how that works, but yeah. But Zynga, that's Zynga for you. Yeah. I don't know. That's numbers, I guess. There's nothing really to say. It seems crazy. Amazon, I like Amazon, though, as you guys all probably know. So... It's crazy. They said something about, I read something about they're still working on getting to their Walmart margins, where the margins don't matter. Like, they're just making money. But with what they buy and what they sell, they're, you know, they're making like a penny on every, you know, it's, they have to sell more. And they're trying hard, though. They're pushing everywhere. I mean, they're pushing with the Kindles, or the Kindles and the Fire. They're pushing with the Prime membership, which you've recently joined.
Correct.
And now have a Roku, so you may be even using their instant service soon.
Yeah, I already tested it out tonight.
Did you?
A little bit.
Did you find anything good on there?
They had...
I know they have the Discovery stuff.
Yeah, they have tons of Discovery. Well, they have HBO... Like, a lot of the seasons, like TV show series, they have, like, the first 5 episodes free, and then the last ones are paying, so but they have Game of Thrones, so I might pluck through the first 4 or five episodes of that.
Well, there's only 10, so.
Right, but still. And then I forget what the episodes were. Are they $1.99 or something? But
either $1.99 or $2.99, that seems about right.
So
I bet $1.99. But yeah. So Amazon, and of course they're still trying to push to get, you know, be your retailer for everything. There's some other number I was going to throw out, and I don't remember what it was. I know Samsung's were had their earnings call this evening. I didn't see all of the numbers before we started, but I know they were good. So, good for Samsung, I guess. There's more stuff in the patent wars, and also in the Oracle trial. There's still a lot of crazy stuff coming out of that, but court stuff gets a little dry, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else? The only other thing I have is I posted a link in chat to it, but they were talking this morning on the radio about somebody in Washington selling a car, and I'll post it on Bleed Geek's Facebook also. Somebody selling a 95 Grand Am, and the ad was just hysteric. Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Do you have chat up?
Yeah,
I don't know. You should click on the link. The ad says, I'll just go through a couple things that I thought was hilarious. 1995 Pontiac Grand Am GT, aka Jesus Tap Dancing Christ. And it's like, never in your life has a car made you so appealing to the opposite sex from it. This 5-speed Pontiac eliminates manliness from every loosely coupled piece of sheet metal. And then it's like a little check mark. Every previous owner has had a beard. And
that's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. You just have to see it, because like driving it is better than, it's another checkbox thing. Driving it is better than your last four romantic encounters combined. And then there's like a quote from, here's a quote. There are three things I want in a guy: tall, dark, and drives a fucking teal Grand Am, from every woman since the dawn of 1995. So I highly suggest checking it out, because I was laughing quite a bit. Yeah. Oh yeah. And there's one problem with it. Where does it say it? Yeah, the car chuckled at my failed attempts at manliness and became so bloated with testosterone that it literally blew a head gasket. Oh, right, you're definitely going to have to fix that. He originally was asking $199,199. He's dropped the price down to a measly $700. What? And he has like three pictures of the car, one of the interior, and it's like overlaid over the picture is OMG, and then a picture of the speedometer, and it says OMG, and then a picture of the outside of the car, which says the same thing. I was laughing. For the latecomers in chat, check that out. That is all I got.
That is all he's got. And that's all I have as well.
All right.
So, as we mentioned earlier, we are approaching our 1 year, and we will be having a live show at Cafe Zia in Roseville. Check out our Facebook for the info. Go join the event, or you can hit us up if you want to know more. But 4 p.m. on May 19th, join us. If you have any questions, you can call us and leave us a voicemail. You could call us at
406-79-GEEKS,
which is 406-794-3357, or you could send us an email, which would be at
fans with an S at bleedgeek.com.
Right. Or you could always, like I said, follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and check out what we got going on there. Facebook.com/bleedgeek. Check us out on Twitter. We are at Bleed Geek. Or, of course, you know, twitter.com/BleedGeek. Tumblr, which may or may not be starting to be used soon. So,
you said you were going to.
Right.
So call him out if he doesn't.
So we'll see how that goes. BleedGeek.tumblr.com. And yeah, you can follow us individually. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall.
And I think that's about everything, right? We cover all our bases? Are you freaking out?
No, I'm just laughing. Little joke. For the record, feminine sanitation jokes are inappropriate. Period.
Ooh. And with that, we will leave you. So thank you for listening and have a good night. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Galaxy S3.